Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing? Oh my gosh, I know y'all out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Oh my gosh, first of all, let me tell you, while I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, because God made you that way. Oh my gosh, shout out to you, God. Yes, 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 God will, you know, he'll make you real thorough and wise and have you out there, you know, living your best life, doing what it is that you do. And the second reason why I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, yes, is because y'all are out there listening to me. And this is Just a Touch of J, man. Listen, y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, right? All right, so look, that's that whole little thing, you know, that I do. And then, you know, I also have to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, for those of y'all that are just coming over to the Just a Touch of J experience, I know you probably like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on? She over here giving a shout out to the haters, because y'all like, you know, why would somebody give a shout out to the haters? What is Jay doing? Listen, I give a shout out to the haters because sometimes what God does is that he uses these situations, right, that we go through, you know, and then we out here shining bright. Bright, bright, bright like a diamond. And you know what happens is the haters, they come around, they're like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, what's happening? You know, or just the spectators, the people who want to know, you know, the all the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know, they want to come over and see what's going on. And what happens is God uses whatever message that he's putting out there in pieces for them to bless them. Okay, and they get blessed by the message. Okay, so listen, what God does, he uses these situations a lot of times in our life and what we go through to go ahead and bless other people. And I got to talk to y'all about a few things about that. Mama got to drop a dime on you. I got a story to tell. Okay, like Biggie. And what he does is he makes your enemies your footstools. He prepares a table for them. You know, he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. And what happens is they got to watch you eat. This is Just a Touch of J, y'all. Hold on. Let me sip on some of this water because I don't got no tea. I tell y'all all the time when I'm trying to give y'all that good message, you know how the enemy is. He always trying to, you know, get me all jacked up. That's how you know it's about to be good, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. Let me go ahead and put this thing out there in pieces for you. So what happens is, you know, he prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemy, right? And they coming over, they looking like, wait a minute, what's going on? Who that over there shine on? Who that over there shine on? Is that my boy, my girl over there, you know, putting something out there in pieces? Or I don't like them. Let me see what they got going on. And like I said, they wind up getting blessed by the message. It's just a touch of J, okay? Just a touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for y'all. So look, let's start it off with this. Have y'all been going over to My Name Is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby, or my Facebook page and my personal Facebook page and anything? Listen, y'all know I got like 5 Facebooks. I got like 5 Instagrams. But if you have been going over there, you know, or perhaps the Twitter, Tumblr, or the Just a Touch of J app, if you download that, it's in your app store, you will see that your girl's been going through a little something for the last few months. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was all good about a week ago. Did y'all check out that episode? Make sure y'all check that out. So anyway, look. Go over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram and check it out. I had some stuff happen to me, and I'm about to put some things out there in pieces for y'all, okay? Now, Making Love in V's Kitchen, we got to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond and tell you I ain't been making no love in V's Kitchen. Chill. And that got to do with what's happened to me, okay? But y'all can check out some of that other stuff and Make a Love in V's Kitchen. I'm telling you, it's getting ready to change because now I know a little bit more about food than I did before, okay? Now, we got the Just a Touch of J Fitness page. Oh my gosh, yeah. I put a lot of things out there in pieces for y'all too. In November, haven't did too much yet. You know, mama just starting to do what it is that she do, that she do, that she do again. So I'll be definitely showing you how I'm going to be rebuilding my body. Yeah, man. I created a fitness program for y'all called the 400. And what happened is that I had some issues going on with my health. And every bit of all of my muscle mass is basically gone. Y'all, this is just a touch of it, baby. I mean, I was bodybuilding from March the 12th to November 1st. You know, and then, you know, something happened. So, you know, I wasn't able to eat and things like that happened. And we're going to talk about that, you know, a little bit later on. But what happened is that through all of this, I kind of like restructured it. Yeah. God showed me how to do something else with it. I got like this point system. Oh my gosh. It's going to turn y'all out when y'all get them pizzas. And this is just touch it, baby. Look. Keep trying to tell you I gotta put this thing out there in pieces for you, baby. So look, now we gonna move on over to the left, to the left, to the left, because I gotta talk about the Just a Touch of J Fitness line. Yeah, ladies, okay, I know it's been a little bit, so I ain't put some stuff out there, but y'all need to go up into all of my link trees, like in my Instagrams and my Facebook and my Twitter. Listen, y'all need to go up in there, click on that link tree that's up in there so y'all can see the 5 outfits that I got, baby. Y'all have been ordering these, and thank you for everybody that has gotten them, like through the holidays and before the holidays, and even through what I was going through. Y'all was supporting me, man, and I want to say thank you so much for praying for me. Oh my gosh, I love y'all. All right, we're gonna talk about that later though, but let's just stick to the I gotta stick to the topic, okay? So we're talking about Just a Touch of J Fitness pieces. So it's 5 of them. Oh my gosh, okay, let me tell y'all what it is. First of all, I gotta remember, okay, there is silver nitrate. Silver nitrate is a silver piece, okay? 2-piece shell, okay? Y'all wait till y'all get here and get that. That's sexy, okay? Then we have the next one, okay, red dye. Red dye is so sexy. Once y'all see me in red dye, okay? Red dye is crazy, all right? Then we have pink pussycat. Ooh, Johnny, Justin, Sandra J. Pink pussycat. My girl Ebony, yeah, she got pink pussycat. She gonna put that out there. Pieces for y'all. I can't wait to show y'all how she looks in pink pussycat. And then, you know what else I got? Oh my gosh, I got a Blanco. Blanco. Blanco's getting ready to come out. Blanco's getting ready to come out. Y'all gonna love Blanco. And then I got Animalistic in Nature. Ooh, for all of y'all out there that wanna do a little wildness. Yes, Animalistic in Nature. Make sure y'all check that out. Because, man, look, this is just a touch of Jake. I'm telling you. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, baby. I also got my waist shaper for y'all. We got the thigh shaper. Bands. All you got to do is just hit your girl up. That's it. This is just a touch of J. Y'all know about my pieces. Okay, so now look. Moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright like a diamond. I'm so happy, y'all. But look, let me tell you about the Just a Touch of J Cannabis line. Okay, now look. I created my own cannabis line. Got 4 different strains. Okay. Yeah, this is just such a different baby. Wish y'all get them pieces. Loving it. Gonna help you with anxiety and different things like that. So you got that, okay? The whole cannabis thing, that's gonna be coming. Y'all gonna be in dispensaries. Shout out to y'all out there in Jersey. Y'all gonna be able to go and be like, I would like to have some Just a Touch of J, you know, to help you out with whatever it is you got going on, baby. Okay, because like I said, this is Just a Touch of J. I got to put some of this stuff out there in pieces for you. And then I also have the Just a Touch of J cannabis papers. Yeah, for those of y'all, you know, who might need to roll up a little something. All you got to do is just get them papers. You can go on the link tree too. Green European. French European. Rolling papers. Okay. Holla at your girl. $6. That's it. I don't think they like $6.99 or whatever for like one magnetic King Slim booklet. Trust me, you'll wanna go ahead and get them pieces. If that is, you know, what it is that you do, baby. All right, so now look, I think I talked about everything and all of that, you know, that I gotta talk about. And now what I'm going to say is, shout out to everybody that's been praying for me. And shout out to everybody that's been supporting me. And here is the tea. I got a story to tell like Biggie. All right, so look. I've been telling y'all I'm putting this out there in peace for y'all. But I got a word. Oh my gosh, I got a word. I got a word to tell y'all, okay? So look, just bear with me because it's a lot, all right? So, November 1st, I had this allergic reaction, right? And I'm at home, I'm eating, you know, I'm chilling, you know, doing what it is that I do, ran 4 miles that day, you know, live my best life, right? Y'all out there living your best life? Yeah, y'all know what it's like when you're living your best life and you eating this late at night. You just like, you know, I'm just, you know, chilling, eating little chips with a little bit of, you know, rice, a little dip I had made up, you know, just shining bright like a diamond, enjoying everything. And then I had this reaction, like an allergic reaction. And my mouth swelled up. I couldn't breathe. And I was like, what in the heck is going on? You know, and I'm like, I'm having like anaphylactic shock type of reaction. Yeah, this is just a touch of it, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, okay? And as I'm having this reaction, I start taking Benadryl. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on, right? So I'm like, and you know, it didn't go away. So, you know, there was a couple times, you know, I had to call the ambulance, you know, that day. But after that, it was a couple times I was going back and forth to the hospital, like through those days. Like, I think I went on the 2nd, the 3rd, and then I want to get on the 4th. And all these times I was going back, they just kept saying, I kept still trying to, you know, eat. And I was like, this is weird because I keep having reaction after reaction and I'm eating, you know, and I keep having these reactions. So they like, you know what? Stop taking the Benadryl, you know, take you know, you're like the Claritin type thing. You know, like take that type of thing twice a day, and they gave me something for my stomach. You know, to like calm it down. You know, like the Pepsi they see. Now look, y'all, this is Just a Touch of J. I do not, and when I tell you I do not, I don't go ahead and I don't do none of that type of stuff. I don't take none of them drugs and none of that. So I'm like, you know, all right. You know, let me listen to them. You know, these the people. You know, maybe they know what it is that they do, So let me go ahead and take this, right? But it wouldn't go away. So then I had like this pain on my side. And then y'all got a pain or something that y'all got going on. No, this is Just a Touch of J, okay? In November, you know, I didn't know what was going on. So I go back to the hospital like the 4th. And I'm like, look, something ain't right with my side. Right, I'm like, I think y'all need to check this. So they check and they like, we found out that you got some fibroids. For all my females out there, y'all know what that is. And you know, one is kind of big, it's like 4.4 centimeters. I'm like, okay, you know, it's like the size of a walnut, you know, not as big as, you know, the uterus or nothing like that. But they like, yeah, you got two other ones, there's like 2.7 centimeters. I'm like, fibroids, they're like, okay. All right, you know, okay, they come and they go, you know, whatever, you know, this is Just a Touch of J. You know, I know about the fibroids. I'm in healthcare. I'm like, okay. Then they like, but it's like this mass though, near your uterus kind of too. I'm like, a mass? So they like, you got to get an MRI. So I'm like, all right. So I try to make the appointment. They like, you know, we all booked up to like December. I'm like, what? This is Just a Touch of J. I'm like, how am I not going to get an MRI to like December? So I'm like, okay. All right, calm down, you know, because I don't know what to think. My mind is going crazy. I'm like, I got a mess. Then I don't know why I can't eat. So I'm like, I got to go to the allergist. So, you know, they go ahead and they send me to the allergist. But on my way, they sent, they gave me a referral. But on my way home, right, I'm like noticing, you know, because we out here in COVID, so I got a mask on. But I'm noticing that I got like this kind of like strong sense of smell. So I get home, and when I get home, my daughter's like, oh my gosh, mommy, because I couldn't drive, okay? You know, because I was on this medicine, you know, and stuff. And it was kind of making me, you know, like, I had all this stuff in me, and I was a little, like, woozy. So she's driving, you know, I'm in the passenger seat, we get home, and she's like, shout out to you, Sarai. Oh my gosh, I love my baby. She's been there just helping me. But she's like this, she's like, mommy, oh my gosh, I forgot I cooked some fish in the house because I was eating fish that night, so we didn't know if it was a fish reaction or what, you know. So should I cook some fish, but I opened up the doors and, you know, the windows, you know, all that type of stuff, so everything could air out. So I'm like, okay, you know, no problem, because we out here in Georgia, it was still kind of warm out, you know, no problem. So I'm sitting in the car, so I'm gonna sit in the car for a little bit, you know. But I was kind of like mad at her, because I'm like, come on now, you know, like, you might have messed me up again. I don't have no reaction. So I'm sitting in a car, and as I'm sitting in a car, this smell comes over me. Now, this is just a touch of J. I'm like this. It's tripping me out, because I'm like, what the heck is that? You know, I'm looking around. You know, I pull my mask up, and it was so strong, so I run in the house, because I'm thinking something going on. You know, it's something outside in the air. I don't know what's going on. It's COVID. Look, y'all. This is just a touch of J. I have no idea, like, if they done dropped a bomb outside or something. I'm running in the house like, oh my God, scared for my life, because it was so strong. So when I run in the house, it's in the house. And I'm like, what the heck? I run upstairs in my room, because I got an air filter, you know, that I run, you know, it's in my room, like an air purifier. So I'm in my room, and she had my windows open too. And I'm like, close my windows. Oh my gosh, what is this smell? I'm like, what is that? I can't breathe. It felt like it was choking me. Anybody out there feel like things is choking them? Like right now, like you're going through something, and you just like, you know, it's too much for you. Child, this is just a touch of J. It was too much for me. So I go in my bathroom, I open up the bathroom doors, and I go in there, and I'm sitting up in there, and I'm like, Rye, what is that, right? And so Rye's like, I don't know what it is. It might be the collard greens with the lamb that you was going to post on social media. I think it went bad or something, and I threw it out. I was cleaning out the refrigerator, and I said, well, where is it at? She says, on the side of the house in the trash can. I said, so I'm thinking the trash can lid got to be open. I'm thinking the trash can lid got to be open. I'm like, you know, it has to be. You know, go close the lid or whatever and get it away from the house. I said, take it down the street. You know, like, this is too strong. I can't breathe. So as she leaves, she goes ahead, she takes it, and she goes, she said, mommy, I took it way down the street. You know, like, she moved it really far from the house. I'm in the bathroom, and as I'm in the bathroom, I'm feeling lightheaded. Like, I really couldn't breathe. Y'all. This is just a touch thing. I couldn't breathe. So I'm scared. I couldn't breathe. You know, I'm sitting on the side of the tub. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, she done told me I got a mask on me, and, you know, inside of me. And like, I'm having these allergic reactions. Like, I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm trying to put it out there in pieces for myself, trying to figure out what the heck is going on. But I'm like this. I'm ready to lay on the floor, because I was just like really panicking. And I'm like, calm down. Okay, because if Rye come up in here and see you on this floor, it's not gonna be good. So she comes in, and she's like, you okay, mommy? And I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, after a while, I come out of the bathroom, I'm like, okay, I don't smell it no more. And she was like, that was weird. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, I was like, you know, okay. All right, maybe it's just something in the air, something's going on. You know, just like I said, I don't know what's going on. You know, these is pieces. You know, I don't know what's going on. I'm like, all these pieces, what is going on? So I call my mom, and I'm like, mom, something ain't right. You know, I don't know what's going on. I'm having an allergic reaction, and I just got like this increased sense of smell or something. And I'm asking Rye, and Rye, like, she ain't smell it like that. So I'm like, what the heck? So I'm looking up, you know, what increased sense of smell is, and they say it's hyperosmia. And you get hyperosmia sometimes from vitamin deficiencies. And I'm like, well, mom, or pregnant people, they get it, make them sick. You know, so like later on, you know, that week, you know, I'm doing all this research, you know, about it. Cause I'm like, you know, something ain't right with this. And, you know, I make my appointment for the allergist, you know, and they tell me, okay, we can't see you to the 12th. And I'm like, okay, you know, and I'm making an appointment to go to the doctors, you know, and they like, we can't see you till like December. I'm like, what in the heck is going on? You know, cause COVID, things are different. So I'm like, okay, I got to wait for this. I got to wait for that. So, you know, my mom tells me, you know, we have a B vitamin deficiency in the family. Have you been taking your vitamins? Now, look, I forgot to tell you all this. This is a crucial thing. I had been experiencing stuff all through the year where I had started to see that I was having reactions to different things. Any of y'all out there having reactions to different things, like right now? Like, seriously, like just different reactions? Like, well, I was having reactions, like things that I was eating. And I had noticed too that certain things was kind of like giving me a increased sense of smell, but I ain't really paying no mind. You know, this is just a touch of J. I was just like, you know, I probably got some food allergies that's popping out, you know. And I mean, I'm eating better. I'm doing what it is that I do. That's what I'm thinking, you know. So I told her, I said, you know, no, you know, I had like this reaction where I just stopped taking everything. You know, I was like, I don't know what's going on. I said, it's been like days I ain't been taking stuff. I said, then I started coming back off some of my supplements too, because I didn't know what's going on until I was able to get to the allergist. So she goes, well, you need to go ahead and start taking your vitamins again. I told you to never stop taking them because we got vitamin deficiencies. So I'm like, all right, I need to get that checked, right? So, you know, I called the allergist. Like I said, I made the allergist appointment, and the allergist is telling me that, you know, you got to stop doing the antihistamine. So I'm like, what? They like, yeah, you got to stop. So I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm going to just not do nothing. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to sip on some water, probably like drink a little bit of blueberry juice, you know, or whatever, right? And I go ahead and I'm sipping on this blueberry juice and I'm not taking no antihistamines and I'm basically, you know, fine. I go to the allergist, but I'm scared, child. Look, y'all, I'm scared. I go to the allergist because I don't know what's going on. And after that, look, I forgot to tell you this. Y'all, I was actually really like, my increased sense of smell hadn't changed. Okay, so through the week, I'm trying to get washed. You know, you get bathed every day. And I started to notice that the soap was strong. The deodorant was strong. Like, the kids was upstairs, y'all. And they was, like, in the room, like, let's say in their room and they doing their hair. My daughters, right? They in their 20s. Shout out to you too, Iman. And they in there doing their hair. And I could smell them, like, way downstairs. Or one of my daughters, she's washing her hair. And I'm just like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I was washing out my hair. And I'm like, I can smell that. So one of them was outside one time and I'm like, what are you doing? She was like, I'm just out here chilling. You know, we out here, you know, chilling with my friends. You know, they was out there doing what it is that they do, baby. You know, and I'm like, I smell that, you know. This is just a touch of there. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, baby. And I'm like, how do I smell that in the house? You know, so I'm like wearing, it got to the point where later on that week, I was wearing like 3 face masks just to wash. Now, this is just a touch of it, baby. I ain't eating nothing. I'm just drinking blueberry juice. I'm starting to get weak. Okay? Now, I'm worried because I'm like, I don't know what this mask thing is. Okay? I'm having all these allergies, but I'm just like, you know, it must be some food sensitivity, something. But what's up with this increased sense of smell? Yo, okay, listen. All right. I couldn't get in the shower, so I literally had to sit in the tub. So I was sitting in the tub with just a little bit of water, but and the soap was like burning my skin. I had broke out in eczema all over my body, like the top part of my body, like my arms, my back, you know, like all this reaction just started happening out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? So I got on like 3 face masks. I couldn't wash with Dove unscented soap. I had once and brought that because I'm like, that's what they say is mild. And you know, all of that, you know, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for y'all. I'm just tripping, you know, and I'm like, my daughters, this is what they had to do, y'all. Had to come in there and help me wash, take my bag and stuff, because I was so weak. It was crazy out of nowhere, you know, and I'm terrified and all this. They had to take the soap, put the soap in a Ziploc bag, seal it, take it, throw it like down the steps, take it out of my room, come out the door, like get rid of it, okay, or put it in a room or something. Then I would rinse off. Then they had to go get it again because it was that strong. Child, so look, I'm like losing my mind. I'm like this. I'm like, I don't know what's going on with me. You know, oh my God. You know, so by the time I get to the allergist, I'm scared. They about to stick me, you know, with these little pricks and put it on my back. And like alcohol and hand sanitizer, everything was bothering me. No, I couldn't wear deodorant. I couldn't wash my face. I couldn't brush my teeth. Everything. My body was just responding. The girls couldn't wear no deodorant, no nothing. And we couldn't even wash dishes in the house. Okay, we couldn't even cook in the house because everything was just so strong. So I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, so I get to the allergist and and I'm laying on the thing, and they start wiping my back off with the alcohol, and I could barely, you know, stand it, and they start pricking me, and I'm talking to my girlfriend, shout out to you, Robin. I'm talking to her on the phone. I said, Robin, I'm scared. And she knows that ain't me. This just says, yeah, I put stuff out there, peace for you. I don't be too scared about too many things. You know, so I'm on there and I'm like this, you know, and I'm laying down, and then they start pricking me. Any of y'all out there going through anything? What feel like stuff is just pricking you? Like currently, like you are afraid. Well, look, I could relate because I was there. Oh my gosh. So I'm like this, and she's giving me God's word, and I'm talking to my dad. And you know, as I'm talking to my dad, the lady comes in after I got the phone with Robin, and the lady comes in, and the lady is like this. She's like, yeah, so you've lost like, you know, almost 20 pounds so far, right? And I'm like, yeah, because I had to wait. Okay. So I had lost like, it was like probably like 15 pounds, something like that. Through this little process, like the weight just dropped like boom, like real quick. You know, and I'm like, this like, oh my gosh. So I'm like, yeah. And you know, my dad hears it. He like, what do you mean you lost all this weight? You know, and I'm like, Dad, well, I wasn't able to eat, you know, something's going on with me. They checking me, you know, now. So he's like, okay, you know. And I was like, but I'm scared. I'm just trying to call, you know, for a little support. And you know, he tells me, he said, well, if you believe in God, like you say you believe in God, everything's gonna be okay. You know, kind of like check me real quick. So I said, you know, you're all right, you know. So I'm laying there, you know, and the doctor comes back in. The time goes by. I hang up with my dad, and the doctor's like this. You aren't allergic to anything but tomatoes and strawberries. That's it. But you responded to the histamine. I'm like, okay, you know, I don't know what that means, you know. He's like, but that's weird. Because if you're telling me you're having all these symptoms and all this stuff happen, you know, that doesn't make any sense. We need to run some more tests. So I'm like this. Oh my gosh, you know, now I'm really scared. You know, y'all, I got this increased sense of smell. You know, they done did this allergy test. Ain't nothing show up. You know, it was no pieces. You know, and I'm like this. You know, I got all these pieces, but you know, it was no pieces for that, you know, to help me. You know, so I'm like this. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know what's going on. I'm panicking, you know. Any of y'all out there panicking because you just don't know what's going on? It's just a touch of Jay. I felt like it was all good about a week ago. I still do. And I'm just putting this out there in pieces for you, baby. I got a story to tell, like I said, like Biggie. All right? So look, moving on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can do what it is that I do. Let me sip on some of this water. Remember how I used to sip on the tea, y'all? I still got the tea for y'all, but I can't sip on that tea right now, baby. This just touched you. Let me tell you about these pieces. So, time goes by, right? And we fast forward to November 30th, my birthday. And I'm sitting there. By this time, y'all, I had tried to eat, and I wasn't able to eat not even a spoonful of basically anything. So now I'm like 25, 30 pound loss. Wait. Okay? I don't know what's going on. I ain't out there trying to live my best life and do what it is that I do. I'm like, kind of like lost. The doctors don't know what's going on. I've been back to the hospital. They sending me home because they keep telling me, your blood work is so impressive. You know, you don't have any, nothing's going on with like your cells. And, you know, they test me for everything. They like, we did a CAT scan on your stomach, your head, all of that. Your liver, everything is fine. You know, we don't know what's going on with you. And I'm like home, but I can't eat. So God laid it on my heart to contact somebody. That was on Instagram, you know, and I contacted this girl on Instagram. I started thinking about all the foods that I was having reactions to because I just kept trying different foods, you know, and I'm like, I was just eating this. I swear it was all good about a week ago. Make sure y'all check out their podcast too. It's thorough, you know, and very, very wise. It was like my introduction kind of when I first started going through stuff. You know, I really didn't know what's going on. Now I do. Most of it. So anyway, I contact this girl. Shout out to you, Anu. And Anu tells me, well, you might have a sulfite issue. So now I'm like, what's that? You know, so I'm looking it up. And I'm like, you know what? I was having a lot of responses to this stuff. And I'm thinking, oh, I got a sulfite probably issue. So I tell my allergist, and you know, he's like, okay, that might be it. So he sends me to this lady who's a nutritionist. And you know, one of my friends, Robin, shout out to you, you know, and her husband, they hook me up with somebody that's up in New York too. And as time goes on, you know, they're telling me to try these other things like avocados and cherries and, you know, stay away from grapes. Oh, gosh, please don't have grapes. But it was funny because I had some grapes and grapes didn't bother me. So Ann New start and bananas. And Ann New starts to say, wait a minute. You know, I think you might have something else going on, like a mast cell thing, something inside your stomach or your intestines, because you can't eat this stuff and you should be able to eat these things. So I'm like, okay. She said, I think you should look into it. So I'm like, yeah, you know, all right, you know. So I kind of like researched a little bit, but I really didn't understand it. So she said, well, try this and try that. And I tried this and tried that. Like another week went by, you know, now we're in December, and she's like, you know, I really think you should look into this. She said, I'm a doctor. And I'm like, you know, I didn't know she was a doctor. So I'm like, oh my gosh, God. Okay, God, you thorough. Like a whole like doctor. Like I'm talking about like a physician, like does like rotations. Like she was a whole doctor. I didn't know that, you know. So I go to her page and I'm like, oh, she's a real doctor. You know, it's just a test. Say, look, I'm just trying to put this out there a piece for you. So Ian knew it's like this. She's like, look, you need to see like a GI doctor or something. I think you got some like mast cell thing where it's putting out histamine. Like you might have a histamine intolerance. And one of the nutritionists had told me, I think you got a histamine issue going on. So I'm like, you know, what is this? So I'm Googling. I don't know what's going on. I'm like, look, this is just such a, what is all these pieces? You know, I have no idea what's going on at all. But I'm, you know, praying about it. I'm trying to trust God. I'm like, God, because, you know, my faith is starting to, listen, y'all, my faith was getting tested. I'm crying. I'm like, I just want this to be over. You know, like this, I'm 30 pounds down. You know, like my muscle, my body's starting to eat away at itself, y'all. Okay? And if y'all want to see those pictures, make sure y'all go over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, and check it out. Because I got a picture up there on my birthday. I got a picture up there when I was bodybuilding and how I look. I think it's October bodybuilding, my birthday. Then it has one from like September. And then I had one like around my birthday, like after like December, how I was looking. And y'all could see muscle was gone, the rashes that was on me, everything. Okay, I had to put that out there in pieces for y'all. I'm gonna put more out there in pieces too. But I had to show y'all this so y'all could see what was going on with me. Look, you know, I ain't scared to let y'all know. So look, anyway, let me get back to the story. So look, so I go in here, right? Wait, where did I leave off at? I forgot. Okay, that's such a piece. My muscle and stuff had started to go away because my body was basically, you know, feeding off itself. And thank God I had so much muscle, okay? I had a lot, okay? Silly bodybuilding, I had a lot. So it was just taken away from it. So, you know, I'm like, really, you know, my faith is starting to go because I'm starting to see myself change. I'm starting to look at myself and I'm not looking like how I used to look. I don't like how I look. I don't like what I see. Any of y'all out there going through something where like your life has changed and you just don't like it right now, or your body has changed and you just don't like it? You know, like a situation has changed and it's just shocking to you. All these things just happen to you real fast and you don't know what's going on. You feel hopeless. You feel lost. Anybody out there going through that? Well, listen, this is just a touch of Jay. I can relate to them pieces. All right. So we start looking into this and my mother says, start showing my mom how I look. She like, you getting thin. Now, by this time, y'all, I hadn't ate in almost a month and a half. My Lord Jesus. I praise God. I hadn't, for keeping me. I hadn't ate for like a month and a half, y'all. I'm talking about like a spoonful, if that, and no doctor could tell me what was going on. I'm waiting to get my MRI done. I'm waiting to see other doctors. I'm lost with these pieces. I'm lost. I'm like, God, what do you want me to do? Why is this happening? My mother contacts my father, and my parents are up north, and they're coming to get me, to take me to the University of Penn Hospital, because they don't know about my pieces. They don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I was just deteriorating. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand. I couldn't go into stores because the smells were so strong. I was smelling everything. Y'all just don't know about these pieces. Every time I ate, I started feeling like things was crawling all over me. Now, when I say that, it was like I was itchy. Like, you know, like it was like pricks, like all over my face, all over my legs, things like this. I'm thinking I'm losing my mind. I'm like, something isn't right with me. My kids don't know what's going on. Everybody's concerned. Some friends are there. Other friends are leaving. I'm reaching out to people because I'm like, I'm scared. I don't know. You know, some of them are there for me that I thought was there. Some of them aren't. You know, it was getting bad. So I had a lot of support through this time. As far as some of my friends, Janine, thank you. Star, thank you. Sean, both of y'all, Sean's, thank you. You know, Mom, Dad, everybody, Aunt Joycey, you know, Grandmom, like everybody, my sisters, my father, Kim, my stepmom, my uncles, some of my aunts and things like that, they was there. They was supporting me, y'all. I'm talking about they was paying for doctor's visits. They was doing all of this stuff. You know, just trying to help me. My Cash App was going off like bloop, bloop, bloop. You know, they was sending me money and everything that so I can try different foods. You know, a few people tried to come and visit me. But guys, when they came, they couldn't wear anything. They had to kind of basically buy something new because they couldn't have on anything that they had washed with something because it was strong for me. They maybe didn't smell it. But it was strong for me. No deodorant. I couldn't, because I told y'all I couldn't wear deodorant. They couldn't wear deodorant. No grease, no lotion. Don't brush your teeth before you come. Nothing. Okay? Like, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for y'all. It was bad. And we discovered that I could smell 50 feet away from me. Could you imagine? You have a reaction that turns into another reaction, your body breaks out, and then you start trying to eat, and everything you try to eat, your body goes against it. My immune system was fighting foods, fighting against me. I couldn't wear lotion. I couldn't wear anything. My skin was hot. You know, my body temperature was low. My blood pressure was low, then high, then low, then high. My glucose was low, never went high, but it was dropping in the 80s and the 70s because I wasn't eating. And I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over myself. God, please save me, help me. I don't know what's going on. So look, my mom and my father, they're like this. We come to get you. We're taking you to the University of Penn Hospital, right? And I told my mom one day, my dad said, I'm coming this weekend. My mom contacted my father like, this ain't good. Okay, my kids are like, Mom, go. I'm scared because I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't act in the spirit of fear because, y'all, God don't give us a spirit of fear. But I was afraid. I was afraid of the pieces. All the pieces that didn't make sense. All the pieces that could come out. Anybody out there going through something like that? Were you just so scared of the pieces? This is just a touch of Jay. It's pieces everywhere. You just scared of the pieces. I was scared of the pieces. I was at home by myself. I was scared of the pieces. I didn't know what to do. I didn't have my family like that. All my family is far away. I started to feel like I had nobody. Anybody out there feel like that? So one day I said, you know what? Mom. My friend on Instagram, Ann New, she's a doctor. She said something about maybe it could be my stomach. And my mom said, I said, you know, I used to have a history of gastritis like many, many years ago. I said, maybe it's something to do with my stomach. You know, I do have a hernia, but they said that that was fine. Maybe I got something going on, like leaky gut or something like that. Now, look, I got to tell y'all this, okay? I had got out of the shower before all of this had happened in November one day. And I'm praising God, and I'm praising God, and this message comes on. It was on YouTube. I was listening to Pastor Keon Henderson. Shout out to you. He my pastor, y'all. Joined the church and everything. Shout out to you, Keon Henderson. Oh, my gosh. He changed my life. Okay? But I was in the shower, and I got out the shower, you know, and I'm dancing. You know, I did a podcast about it and everything. Make sure y'all check out all the other podcasts. Because it's just touching you. I got a lot of pieces. And the message comes on YouTube, and they talking about leaky gut. Right? And I listened to it. You know how they go to like that next thing and they always try to get you to hear something that somebody try to promote. You know, I'll do it too. Like I said, I gotta put these pieces out there for y'all. And they try to do it with y'all too. But I'm listening to this message. He's talking about leaky gut and all this. So I'm telling my mom, I'm like, you know, I was listening to this guy a while ago. He was talking about, you know, how leaky gut mess you up and your body kind of starts fighting against itself about it. I said, maybe it's something like that. So my mom starts researching, you know, I start researching or whatever. And then like the next day, she hits me up. She goes, you are deficient in this, this, this. F the doctors. Now, this is my mom. My mom just said, F the doctors. You know, look, she out there doing what it is she do. She like a doctor. But she like, F what the doctors say. Listen to me. I want you to take this supplement called DAO. You want to have to order it. I said, I can't order it. Dad is coming in the next couple days. You know, he going to come get me. He going to take me to the hospital. She said, okay. I said, but maybe it's out here. She said, I want you to get zinc. I want you to get B. I want you to take these things and take this and take that too. So I'm like, okay. So she starts sending me all this information about it. I said, that's what the doctor said. The doctor friend and new said this too. Now look, y'all, this is just a touch of J. Okay, I'm getting the chills telling y'all these pieces. So I'm like, okay, God connecting the dots, right? God is really connecting the dots to these pieces, baby. So I'm like, okay. You know, so I'm calling my daughter. Now, look, it's storming out in Georgia that day. Storm. So she like, you know, I'm calling her. She not answering. Then she finally calls me like, Mom, I don't have no service on my phone. Like, I don't know what's going on. The highways is shut down. Everything is messed up. It's like nobody has phone service. I'm like, listen, I need you to go to the store and get these vitamins for me. I might have something that might help me eat. I don't know what's going on. You know, it's called DAO. I'm trying to find it. You know, but get these supplements. So she's like, okay, my phone isn't working. Let me call you when I get back to the store. You know, when I get to the store, so she goes to the store. And when she gets to the store, she's like this. She's like, okay, Mommy, I'm at the vitamin shop. I don't know why, but I'm calling you on Wi-Fi. And I got Wi-Fi. So I'm like, wow. You know, she like, but my phone won't work. But for some reason, it's connected to the Wi-Fi. I'm like, look at these pieces. All right, y'all. Now, this is just a touch day. Now, hold on. Because I got stuff going on, I'm sorry I gotta do this. But I feel a little lightheaded. You know, and my glucose might have dropped. So I gotta make it downstairs. And thank God I can walk up and down the steps now because I couldn't do that either. I gotta make it downstairs. I gotta get me a little coconut water. Okay. Thank God for that because I couldn't even drink those pieces. Okay, so give me something real quick. Then I'm gonna go back upstairs and finish telling y'all what's going on and how this all happened. Hold on. Alrighty. I don't want to pass out on y'all, nothing like that. So, like I said, it's just a touch of J. I'm just putting these things out there in pieces for y'all so y'all can get this because I got a word for y'all. I got a word. Alrighty. And like I said again, thank y'all for praying for me. I really appreciate that. So let me sip on some of this. I can only eat a few things. So since I can only eat a few things and drink a few things, sometimes my glucose will drop. And I'm sorry, will it taste so good? Oh, y'all just don't understand how good this tastes. Hold on. It takes just a little bit of time. Okay. Now let me get back to these pieces. So she's like, okay, I tell her this is everything you got to get from the store. So she goes ahead and she gets these things from the store. And it was just happening. They had everything that I needed. Okay. Like, look, this just such a day. All right. So, she goes ahead and I say, hold on, let me try to see if I can Google to see if anybody out here has this DAO stuff. Because the DAO stuff is like you had to order it online and I didn't have time for those pieces. My dad was coming to get me to take me to University of Penn Hospital. Like, they wasn't playing. Okay, they were not playing. I was up out of here. We taking you there. So that way they gonna figure out what's going on. So my daughter finds a supplement. No, I find a supplement. Okay, I call around and I Googled and all of a sudden it was this store. Okay, they had it. So I call and I'm like, listen, do you have DAO? And she's like, yes, I have DAO. We got 7 bottles. I was like, oh my gosh, okay. I said, I just need 1 bottle. She's like, okay, well, when do you need it? Because we're getting ready to close soon. And I'm like, now. So she was like, well, we close in like 2 hours. I said, okay. So I said, you know, where you located and all that type of stuff. She said, yeah, you know, we keep them because we give them to our patients to help them eat. I said, your patients to help you? She said, yeah, we got like a whole facility dedicated to like gut health and things like that. I said, really? I said, okay, you know. So I'm like, all right, let me get ahead. Okay, do what it is that I do, baby. You know, so I said, I'm going to call you right back. So I call my daughter and I'm like, you know, she's still waiting at the vitamin shop. You know, she went and got my vitamins for me. She on the Wi-Fi. She's like, mommy, I'm so happy that you called me back. You know, my phone's still not working, but I'm on Wi-Fi. So I'm like, okay. And so this is what she said to me. She goes, I said, I need you to go pick up this stuff. She said, well, where's it at? I said, it's in Atlanta. She said, well, the highways is shut, stuff is shut down. I said, well, she said, yeah, something happens like an accident or whatever. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it there. What time, you know, do they close? And I'm telling her, I'm like, well, they close at this time. So she goes ahead and she's like, oh my gosh, mommy, no. You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. So I'm like, well, look, just try. She said, well, if my phone doesn't work, I'll pull over and try to connect to somebody's Wi-Fi or something, you know, to let you know. So I call a lady. I'm like, listen, can I pay for it over the phone? My daughter's trying to come and get it. I'm like, can you leave it for me outside? Now, this is just a touch day. It's raining and everything, okay? Like, storming. So she said, yeah, I'll put it in the bag and I'll leave it outside for you. And I'm like, oh my God, you saved my life. Like, thank you. You know, because I don't know. We're just trying to see if this is going to work. Okay, so Rye goes ahead and gets there. So when Rye gets there, Rye calls me, pulls over and calls me and said, mommy, I don't know if I'm make it. I said, the lady left it outside. So she's like, okay, cool. So Rye gets there and Rye calls me and said, mommy, I got Wi-Fi. I said, you do? She said, yeah, but my phone's still not working. So I'm like, look at these pieces. So, you know, God is like maneuvering. Anybody out there feel like God's maneuvering things for you? Like, literally, like, you had a reaction, it turned to reaction. You were scared. All this stuff is going on, like, kind of like me. You know, just whatever with life. You don't, I don't know. Life is just taking you through. And God is just, like, moving you. And he's putting the pieces out there for you. Anybody out there going through that? You like, look, girl, I could relate. Like, I don't even know how I got here from there. But, child, it was just crazy. It seemed like it was all good about a week ago in November. But now it's just crazy. But God is, like, working it out. He's working it out for you. It's my song. He gave me that song to let me know that I was going to come out of this thing. But anyway, just touch that. Let me get back to these pieces because I got a story to tell like Peggy. So anyway, what happens is she gets this stuff. She goes, mommy, listen, I'm near Whole Foods. Is there anything you want me to get? You know, organic and stuff that you might want to try, you know? So I'm like, you know what? Let me look up some foods, you know, that maybe I could try with people, you know, for people who got this leaky gut stuff or something going on. Let me see. So I Google some stuff and I'm like, all right, okay, get this, get that, get this, get that. She come back. So I call my dad. I'm like, listen, I had already called him. I called him back. I'm like, I got everything that I need to get, you know, and he's like, okay, look. And everybody's waiting for me to try this pill. I call all my friends up like, look, y'all, you're supposed to try the pill. You take the DAO pill and then you wait. like 10 minutes, then you're supposed to be able to eat. Now, this is just a touch, J, baby. Y'all know I'm scared, okay? I'm like, I ain't looking at the ingredients and that what's on the bottle, but I'm like, let me go ahead and get these pieces and just put this out there because I don't know what's going on. You know, that's something. I just wanted to eat. It been like almost a month and a half and I ain't had no food. I lost like 30 pounds. My parents get ready to come get me. I'm lightheaded. I don't know what's going on. This might help me eat. I got to put this out there in pieces for y'all, baby. So, look, I tell my daughter, I said, listen, because I could barely walk. Go downstairs, make me an apple, cook it, okay? Because they say you can eat apples. Cook the apple, and I had like a little bit of hemp seeds. You know, I was just kind of like munching on the hemp seeds. So, I said, you know, put this on it, and we're going to sit. So, I took the pill, and I waited like 10 minutes. I ate the apple, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I ate the apple. This is just such a day. I ate the apple. Oh, my gosh. God just put something out there. Pieces for me, baby. Like, I was hype. Okay? Hype. You know, I was like, I'm about to shine bright like a diamond. I was really, really happy. And then, like, 2 hours went by. And I started to feel like things was crawling on me again. And I'm like, this, oh my gosh. But it was like all over me. My eyes, my face, everything, yo. All over my back, just like itchy. Just like crazy. 6 hours. But I was able to eat. So I'm like, you know what? Then I started Googling a little bit more. You know, my mom like, well, you know, try other things. Maybe you just couldn't have an apple. I said, yeah, I tried an apple before and the apple bothered me. You know, let's try some other stuff. So my mom like, okay, look. So I started trying different things. And then certain things I could eat. So I'm like, okay. But it wasn't a lot, though. You know, just touch it, Jay, baby. You know, I got to put this out there in peace for you. It was only like, you know, a little bit. I wasn't able to eat a lot. But certain things I was trying was working. But I could tell, you know, that I would feel like things start, you know, like it felt like things was like crawling on me. I was having like a reaction to it. Some of this stuff, my mouth would like swell up, you know. So, you know, time is going by, right? So I said, I'm making an appointment at this place. So I make the appointment at the place and I go to the place and they basically tell me, you know, we think you have leaky gut. You know, you got to get all these tests done, things like that. You know, something isn't right with your intestines and things like that. And that might be why, you know, it shoots off to the adrenaline gland and then it goes over here and sometimes mess with your thyroid. You know, we're going to do all these blood tests, all this stuff, right? So my blood test basically comes back and they're like, oh, you're deficient in D vitamin. Your D vitamin is medically low. Your D vitamin, and now like some weeks have passed. We at the end of like December. This is like after Christmas because, you know, blood tests and all this stuff, you know, takes time. Like I had to do a stool specimen, y'all. Like were you, and I wasn't pooping or nothing. Like this is just a touch of day. Like, look, I go to bed from every day, but I got to be transparent, put it out there, peace for you, baby. I wasn't doing none of that. I could barely walk. Like I said, I was messed up. One day, let me tell y'all this. Okay, because I put this out there in pieces for you so seriously. I was home by myself and I couldn't even make it to the bathroom. I had to pee in the kitchen sink. That's how bad it was. Don't ask me how I got up there, y'all. But look, this just such that I couldn't make it. I was dizzy. I was lightheaded. It was serious like that. Okay? So they had me do all these stool tests and all this stuff. And, you know, I had to wait for all that to come back. And they tell me, you know, your vitamins are deficient. But your blood work is amazing. You know, and you're dehydrated, but your blood work is amazing. They're like, wow, your liver enzymes, everything, like everything is cool. You don't have nothing. You know, you don't got no autoimmune diseases, no nothing. You know, they tested me. They was like, you cool, but your vitamins are off. So I'm like, okay. So I'm telling the doctor, I'm like, well, look, this DAO, right? Because let's get back to the DAO. I'm like, can you give me something else? Because something ain't right with this. I was like, I've been having like headaches because I was having sharp migraine headaches where the womb was spinning because after I was eating, I was having a reaction to the food, like once it was digesting in my system, you know. So basically the DAO allowed me to eat, but like after a couple hours, I would have a response to the food and it would make my blood pressure high, low. Like I was at home messed up, like messed up, y'all. Eating but messed up, maintaining about 130 pounds, but messed up. So I'm like, okay, you know, I lost like 30, but I'm maintaining, you know. So she goes, you know, I'm gonna give you something else. you know, and this is what's in his quercetin, bromelain, other stuff. We call it sinus support. You know, take like two a day and you'll be all right. So I'm like, all right, come home. I take like two a day and I'm eating and I'm like, okay, you know, I'm maintaining certain foods and, you know, was I would try this, that didn't work. I would try that, that didn't work. You know, and I was very limited, but I was able to do rice pasta and I was able to do a few other things, but most things were bothering me, almost everything. So I was maintaining but not maintaining, you know. So she said, let's try this shake. So she gives me a shake and I'm having reactions to the shake and try this and I'm having reactions to that. And it was reaction after reaction. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, it's just like you done try and you like, oh my gosh, can we just stop it with all these pieces? So now my faith is really starting to get messed up because now I thought I had everything okay. Everything is all right. We're trying to work on my stomach health. But the pieces, they wasn't fitting in the puzzle right. You know? So I was like, you know, I had a bad reaction that had to stop me from eating for a few days. Had to clean out my system, just drink water. Then I dropped 8 pounds. So now I'm like, 122. So I'm like, damn. You know, this ain't good. Now I'm looking at myself now, but my muscle and stuff is starting to work. Cause I forgot to tell y'all, I started to improve a little bit. Okay, so now the hyperosmia isn't that bad. I went into the store. I was able to go in Whole Foods, and when I went to Whole Foods before, I had to stand in the front and have somebody shop for me. Yeah, I couldn't even go in, and that was with 3 face masks on. Yeah, I had to have them go up the aisles because it was so strong, you know. And I went up the aisles all by myself with my daughter, and I didn't even realize it. And the coffee wasn't strong. And then I went in there and took my face mask down like 2 days before Christmas. And I was able to actually smell in that. If anybody knows about Whole Food Market, you know, that's really like strong aisle. They got all the fragrances and the soaps and stuff. I was able to take my face mask down and like stand there and smell and everything. Y'all, did just a touch a day. You know, I was outside. I recorded a message and a video, and I was crying and everything because I was just so happy to tell y'all that I could smell, and I hadn't been able to do that. You know, so some things had improved. But my faith now is, you know, it's flip-floppy. Anybody out there with some flip-floppy faith? I know this is a lot of pieces, but just pay attention, man. Because I got to put it out there in pieces for you, all right? So now I'm like this, man. I'm tired of this. You know, this is too much, man. I don't know, God. What is it? Because I'm 122. I used to weigh 202 before I did my whole fitness thing. Okay, and I had lost the 70 pounds. I wasn't trying to lose no more. So now I'm like this like 100-pound weight loss, like all totaled up together, you know. So I'm like, you know, like I said, my faith is gone and I keep having reactions. And like I said, y'all, these wasn't little reactions. Chronic migraine headaches where it was like somebody was stabbing me in my temple. I was dizzy for hours. My mouth was swelling up. Okay, I was in the histamine. When it rises, because that's what I have, like I'm suffering with like a little histamine intolerance. After you eat the food, it rises and it sets an explosion off in your body where it decreases your blood sugar. It decreases your blood pressure, or it raises it. Okay, so some days my blood pressure was really high, and it gives you anxiety and it gives you adrenaline. So your fight flight like response, you know, when you get really like in the state of shock is happening, but your body is going into like this crazy panic mode, but you're at a resting state. So I couldn't sleep. You know, and I'm trying to drink peppermint tea and, you know, anything to calm me down, use essential oils. This is just a touch of J, baby. It was crazy. And I'm like, I can't do it no more. I just can't. I'm giving up on myself, man. I started giving up on myself, y'all. This is just a touch of J. I started giving up on myself. Yes, I did. You know, I stopped reading my Bible as much. I started to focus on the problem. Anybody out there focusing on the problem? Huh? Had to say it just like that. Anybody out there focusing on the pieces of the puzzle not fitting in? Because it was all good about a week ago. And now it's not. And nothing is making sense to you. Everything is out of order. You're messed up. Your life is chaotic. You can't fit the pieces together. Everything is just out of order. Maybe at work. Because COVID. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you're facing eviction. Some of your utilities off. Maybe you're taking care of your parents. You know, and those pieces ain't adding up right. Maybe you're dealing with spiritual stuff that ain't adding up right. Maybe the enemy is on you. Maybe you're going through health stuff that ain't adding up right. Maybe you done lost so many loved ones or your parents or anything. Whatever you got going on, it's just out of control. That's how I felt. I felt like my life was out of control. I felt like giving up. I felt like giving up. And one day my daughter said, I'm sorry, y'all. This is just a touch of J. Something happened, and now I got to go ahead and finish these pieces, right? So, I tell y'all all the time when I get disrupted, you know, interrupted, these pieces is good. So, I got in touch with my other girlfriend. When I get in touch with my other girlfriend, you know, she's basically like, you know, I got you too. She's like, come on, let's get in the word. So now I got my prayer warriors. I got my warriors all around me. They like, look, you gonna do this. It's gonna be okay. You gotta fight. We gotta go ahead. We gotta get this together. God's putting this thing out there in pieces. God's gonna help us. You know, God's gonna help you. You know, they telling me, keep going, keep fighting. You gonna win. Everything gonna be okay. They're encouraging me, they're giving me the spirit and all that. But I felt like something was on me still. Anybody feel like even after you go ahead, you start reading your Bible, you doing what it is that you do, you praying and all that, but you feel like something's still on you? So I'm like, you know, let me go ahead and create, you know, my fitness thing again, and let me revamp this for myself, because I created a program for y'all. So I said, okay, let me start doing this, and let me start going outside, you know, like 20 minutes a day, you know, let me start walking, you know, because I'm like, I get my mind together. I got to start moving. You know, I got to keep going. You know, this is what I'm thinking. Let me just go ahead. Let me just do this. I'm trying to build myself up. I'm trying to get my belief system going again. Then I said, you know what? I got to watch T.D. Jakes Believe again. Remember, I watched that every day for 6 months. You would think that my belief system wouldn't be messed up, but it was messed up. I was like, God, where you at? What's going on? And I started looking at the pieces and I wasn't paying attention. But then when I turned my eyes around to the Lord, things changed. So now I'm walking and I'm outside 20 minutes walking and I'm getting the sun, the vitamin D that I need. And through this time, let me tell y'all this. I was taking these vitamin D supplements, and every time I took them, I would be dizzy for days and would drop my blood pressure down to like in the 80s. And I couldn't take the pill that I had to eat, because when I took the pill that I had to eat, it would make my heart rate really low. So I was struggling with that too. But I'm out there and I'm like, you know, I'm dizzy sometimes, but I'm out there walking. And then one day I was like, I'm gonna walk a little more. And I walked for like 40 minutes and I was like, okay. Then I realized, wait a minute, I could walk a little more. And time's going by. Now we in January, right? And time's going by and time's going by. And then I said, yesterday, I was going through. This is just a touch of J. Because, you know, these pieces, man, they all over the place, right? I made a doctor's appointment, and I couldn't go because my blood pressure was too low. I was supposed to have a procedure done where they checked the upper GI, upper endoscopy, and it kind of just broke my spirit, you know? And when I had to get on the scale to tell her how much I weighed 115 pounds. So now we talking about like 40 pounds, a little bit over 40. Somewhere like that I done lost. And I was just like, but yesterday, right? I say, you know what? No, I'm sorry. That was the day before yesterday. No, it was yesterday. I'm sorry. It was yesterday. I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and get myself together. I'm going to do this 21-day challenge. I'm going to get myself together. I used to do them 21-day challenges, remember? Where I watched T.D. Jakes for 21 days. That's because I said I got to watch Believing, and I had to get my belief system straight because I'm still a little messed up. You know, anybody still a little messed up? Because I was thinking that was just yesterday. It was all good about a week ago. Lord Jesus. Okay. So I get myself together, you know, and I'm like, you got to go outside, you know, because it's this regimen that I got to do. Like, I got to drink like 10, 16 ounce cups of water, you know, a day. I go up the flights of steps two at a time, 10 times, which makes 80 flights. You know, I'm able to do 40 dips. I'm able to do 40 push-ups off the wall. I was doing 100 a day, so that's amazing, you know, on my own. So I'm able to do that off the wall, so that's good. You know, a few leg exercises, things just, you know, arm exercise, just with bands. You know, no weights. I can't do that yet, you know. And I'm just like, you know, I got to get myself together. But I was struggling. So I put on my clothes and I say, you know, I'm going to go out just get some sun and just walk. And when I opened up my door, there was an older guy out there. And he had came out from my neighbor's house, right? He's my neighbor. And he had a cane. And he was walking with his boot. You know, he had a little boot on his leg. And I started to cry at my front door, because here he is outside trying to move, and I just felt like I couldn't. This is just a touch of Jay. Anybody out there feeling like you just couldn't move? Well, just yesterday I felt like that. And it's a struggle for me every day, right? It's a struggle for me every day, right? But you know what I learned through this whole struggle? All right, I'm out there walking with him, right? Because he's walking, I'm walking, you know, and I'm walking. And I'm like, okay, because now I could walk a mile. Yeah, right? So I'm walking, I walk a mile. So I was getting ready to go in the house. And he was still walking. So I said, you know what? Let me go ahead and keep on walking too, because this just touched Jay. So he sees me and he goes, are you okay? You look like you wasn't okay earlier. And I go, yeah, I'm just going through something, but you inspired me. I said, you inspired me. I said, you know, I lost like 40 pounds. I'm not really able to eat much. Y'all, I can only eat four things right now that I know of, okay? Because God is healing me. And as I'm sitting there, and you know, as I'm standing there and talking to him, tears start to fall. He said, don't cry. I said, you just inspired me. You gave me life. You gave me life. And that's what I'm doing with y'all. I'm giving y'all life. I'm trying to inspire you. This is just a touch of Jay. That's all I've ever been trying to do. Put this out there in pieces for you. Let you know that you could do it too. And I had to remember in that instance, and we had a little conversation. He tells me how he's a chef. He used to be a chef and cooked for 30 years. And he was in a hospital. And for 6 months. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm in tears. But this is real. He was in the hospital for 6 months. I wasn't in the hospital. I was home. He said, I got diabetes. You know, my leg is messed up. And my other leg, but you know, I'm just out here trying to walk. And after our conversation, you know, I walked. And before I knew it, I had like did like 2.5 miles. And I was like, I gotta get this together. So I, you know, watching T.D. Jakes Believe, I put T.D. Jakes Believe on.
And I'm listening. I'm listening to God speak to my spirit. And as I'm listening to God speak to my spirit, I'm like, oh my God. I'm hearing God speak to my spirit again. I realized that I had stopped hearing God. Now, I left something out. I got to put this piece out there for you. At one time, because I can eat ground turkey. I hadn't ate meat in 2 years, y'all. I don't know how I forgot to tell y'all this, but, you know. Probably when everything cut off, my mind was just gone. But anyway, I could eat ground turkey now, right? So I was sitting at the table. I had tried 5 different foods that day. It's about a week ago, all right? And I had tried 5 different foods, and none of them worked. I put it on my Instagram. My name is R-O-N-I-7-6-0. Instagram, baby, go check it out, right? I put that on there, and I was able to eat, you know. I wasn't able to eat the 5 foods. But after I tried all the foods through the day, it was late at night. It was, you know, in the evening. And God said, ground turkey. Dropped it in my spirit. I heard it. Ground turkey. Eat the ground turkey. I ate the ground turkey, y'all. Right? Because you want to know why? Remember when I watched the T.D. Jakes Believe for the 6 months? The message was playing in my head. How can God strengthen an eye that can't do? You know, we say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do all things with God. But we don't really believe it. We quote it, you know? So I was like, okay, I'm hearing T.D. Jakes in my head saying, you know, sometimes you already have what you need in your hand. You know, and he was like, what is it that you have in your hand? Because sometimes what you have in your hand is just enough. You don't need nothing else. And this is just a touch of day, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you, baby. I swear. So, you know, I know I'm all over the place a little bit, but y'all got to follow me. It makes me like that. It makes me very emotional, you know. And I have been going through this for a while. Like I told you, I just didn't know why my emotions were up and down and things like that. But now it all makes sense. I was having issues with my digestive system, and I never knew. For about a year, right? So God lays it on my heart, try to ground turkey. I try to ground turkey. Now I'm up to like 10 ounces of ground turkey. But I would have never known if I didn't listen to God and try. And that is what this message is all about. I had to go through all that to let you know that sometimes we go through stuff in life and we forget to listen to God. And when we forget to listen to God, everything gets out of control. And one thing turns us around, and another thing turns us around, and another thing turns us around. We all in a circle. We going in circles. And then we start to lose our focus because life is happening. Anybody out there, like literally one thing happened and now your whole life is out of control? Like you felt like you was doing what it is that you do, baby. You was on your path. You know, you was good like me. You know, like a fitness company popping off. You know, I got the Just Touch J mobile app. Shout out to that. You know, I forgot to tell y'all about that. But, you know, I'll be putting stuff on there too. But, you know, like everything. You know, fitness company, like I said, Just Touch J app, make a love these kids. You got whatever it is that you doing, your businesses, they all popping off. You know, you out there doing what it is that you do. COVID ain't messing with you, none of that. I have forgot. You know, when something happened, to listen to God. God made all that prosperous. And then things started happening. And it turned me around in circles. You know, and I lost my way a little bit. And look, that's a lot to happen to me. Okay, it's still happening. I'm still having issues. Right? But what I got out of it is that I need to start listening to God. That's what you need to do. If you got something going on, if you don't know God, you don't know Christ, come to God. Come to Christ. Come to Him. Pray. Believe. Watch T.D. Jakes Believe. Sarah Jakes Roberts, that's his daughter. Keon Henderson is somebody else. I told God, you heal me. I'm going to tell everybody about you. And I am. I'm not ashamed. Not of the God that healed me. I gotta tell you this before I go. He gave me this scripture. Because I started to plead the blood of Jesus over my life. I started to say, God, please, please help me. And I'm being so transparent. I'm being so real as I'm telling y'all this with tears in my eyes. He said, he gave me a scripture. Right? Actually, he gave me pastor. One of my co-pastors, Pastor Torrance. Shout out to you at the Lighthouse Church. Yes, he's amazing. I'm going to be having a video call with him later. He is amazing. Okay? Y'all check out Keon Henderson. I'm telling y'all, the church is dope. But God gave me his message. I was watching it on YouTube. And this is what's so crazy. I want you to like get this. All right. So all this stuff happened. God leads me, you know, all these places and all that. You know, my belief system gets all messed up. You know, I get these supplements, all this stuff. You know, I'm getting better. I'm healing, you know, every day. I'm getting better and better every way. Okay. I tell myself that, you know, I see myself as beautiful. I'm giving myself these affirmations and all that. And I'm like, okay, God, I need you to start giving me this word again. I need you to start giving me what I need. So Pastor Torrance is on there. He's talking about how you have everything that you need. You can't worry. Okay, you just got to listen to God. God gives you everything that you need. So the scripture that he gave me, this is going to trip y'all out. Okay, I'll leave y'all off with this. The scripture that he gave me was Matthew 6, right? Just go to Matthew 6. You got your Bible, whatever. And just read through Matthew 6. But you get down to some of the scripture and it says, and look, I'm reading this off of my bulletin board. I went and got a bulletin board and I wrote it out really big so I can read it every day just in case my faith starts to get tested or I feel like I'm not doing what it is that I need to do to keep my mind together. Because I told you it's a process, baby. And y'all got to follow. It's just a touch of jet. I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you. So Matthew 6 says, therefore, I tell you, stop being worried or anxious, perpetually uneasy, distracted about your life as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body as to what you will wear. Is life not more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow seed nor reap the harvest, nor gather the crops into the barns. And yet your heavenly Father keeps feeding them. Keeps feeding them. Are you not worth much more than they? And by you worrying, will you add one more hour of length to your life? Then it has. You have little faith. Therefore, do not worry or be anxious, perpetually uneasily distracted. Okay? Saying, what are we going to eat? But do not worry, for your heavenly Father knows that you need them. God knows what you need. This is just a touch of J, baby. I just dropped a dime on you. I just dropped a dime on you. If you are out there going through anything, listen. Gosh, like I said, this is just a touch of J, baby. If you out there going through anything and your life is just messed up right now, all you got to do is refocus. All you got to do is just let God lead you because your heavenly Father, he knows what you need. Right? He knows what you need. Then he started to talk about other things. But then before I realized it, I said, wait a minute. Before all of this happened, this really going to trip you out. But if you're a believer, you understand. That's how God do. We put it out there in pieces for you, baby. He had gave me this scripture and it was on my mirror. I wrote it on my mirror. But you know what part I wrote on my mirror? Don't worry about what you will eat. It says, don't worry about your life. That's what I wrote on my mirror. Don't worry about your life and don't worry about what you will eat and don't worry about what you will drink. Right? Don't worry about your body or what you will wear. Is life not more than clothing? Okay? Or food, right? I wrote that on there. I read it every single day. And I said, why did God give this to me? This was right in October before it all happened in November. And then let me tell you just one last thing God just dropped in my spirit to tell you. There's something else he said to tell you too. Look, in April, I was praying. I was writing things down. I read my Bible every day, you know, doing what it is that I do, baby. You know, on track, on schedule, you know, doing what it is that I do, living the best life. Okay. I'm trying to tell you this. And I'll write down everything that God was speaking to me, you know? So I wrote down what he laid on my heart. And he said, around your birthday, you're going to have some health issues. This is just a touch of you. You can ask my daughter, Iman, because he told me to tell her. He said, tell your daughter, Iman, around you. And I kept saying, why did I tell Iman? But all right, I'm just listening to what God tell me to do, you know? So I tell her, I was like, look, God, you know, I wrote it down. I said, God said I'm going to have some health issues around my birthday. I said, but, you know, it's going to have to do with my diet and I'm going to be okay. I said, so I don't know, you know, what's going on. Probably my hernia. I'm going to get my hernia fixed. That's what I'm thinking. You know, I'm like, I'm probably my hernia, but, you know, it's been bothering me. I need to get it fixed because it had been bothering me. My gosh. God is something else. But I told her that. So guess when my birthday was, y'all? November 30th. Guess when it happened? November 1st. All right. So this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all got to listen to God. I had to, you know, realize that sometimes what happens is that we get off track because things happen. That's life. And when it happens, man, oh man, it can have us so messed up and the enemy can use it and you can do things to use it to get yourself off track. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all don't got no time for them pieces. All right. So look, I'm going to move on over to the left, to the left, to the left, so I can shine bright like a diamond, okay? Had to take y'all on that emotional roller coaster, because loving you ain't nothing but goodness. Shout out to you, Vivian Green, if you listening, all right? Because I got to shine bright like a diamond, man. Look, I got to heal. And every day ain't the best, you know. Sometimes, you know, I look at my face and I see the temples on the side of my face a little sucked in. And, you know, my eyes is in a little bit. But I tell myself, you beautiful. You amazing. You know, every day you getting better and better. You know, every day you getting better and better. And that's why you got to tell yourself. You got to listen to God. You got to listen to God because God going to put your pieces right back together for you. Like I said, if you don't know him, you got to try him. You got to try him, baby, because you going to see what he going to do with me. Watch. You watch how I shine bright like a diamond. I'm coming out of this thing. And when I come out of this, I'm going to be better than I ever been. Because now I know what it's about. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep believing. You can't forget that when your circumstance changes, God is still who he is. What does his word says? Say, therefore, do not worry or be anxious, right? Perpetually, uneasily distracted, saying, what are we going to eat? Every day I wake up, what am I going to eat? He's telling me, don't even worry about that. I got you. Right? Don't worry. For your Heavenly Father, he knows what you need. He knows you need him. All right? So he knows what you need too. All right? So I'm up out of here. Oh my God, I love my babies. Like I said, it's just a touch of J. How y'all want me to end this? Huh? How y'all want me? me do it. Y'all miss me. I know y'all miss me because it's been like 2 months and, you know, I know that was long drawn out. You got two pieces, you know, you got two different pieces. Somebody, you know, clicked in and I'm doing it from my phone. So, you know, I got to get them pieces that way. But, you know, still check me out on Beat Break Radio. You know, they playing my stuff late at night, you know. Now, you know, reruns and things like that because, you know. But now they not about to because I'm putting it out there pieces for y'all, baby. You know, because so keep praying for me. And how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to do it like this? Y'all want me to, y'all want me to give y'all the Janet Jackson, Barry White voice? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Huh. Y'all not put it out there in pieces for you, baby. So look. What is it that I tell y'all before I go ahead and I end this whole thing? Huh? I tell y'all what? I think it was three things. Yeah. So number one. Don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. Please don't. And don't make yourself feel like you ain't thoroughly wise. Because look, man, life happens. Man, and I was in here making myself feel like I wasn't thoroughly wise, man. I lost it, man. I lost it. And if y'all out there losing, I just gave you the keys to the puzzle. For real, I the pieces to the puzzle. I gave you the keys to the house, man. Look, this is just touching me. I'm chopping out the pieces for you. Okay. But I gave it to y'all. Y'all got it. Y'all got the blueprint. Gave you the map. Don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Because you are. Remember who you are. Right? You got to shine bright like a diamond. And that goes with the second thing that I tell y'all before I'm about to end this. Shine on them. Cause they hate it, baby. Yes. Do what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Like me. Like I'm literally in here, y'all, man. Look. I had some ground turkey today and I can't put no seasoning or nothing on it. Nothing. Just take it out of the thing. And I don't even know what's going to happen later. I'm just going to ask God, you know, do I try this? Do I try that? You know, my histamine's a little messed up today. So I don't know. I might get 800 calories, might get 1,000. But I'm going to go ahead outside and soak up some of this D. And I'm going to go ahead and shine bright like a diamond and shine on them. Because somebody out there hating it, baby. Somebody out there hating it. You know, somebody out there hating it. Y'all got to do what it is that you do. You know, remember who you are. All right. And the last thing I tell y'all, but wait a minute. Oh, my gosh. I ain't giving a shout out to my girl, Rihanna. Shout out to you, girl, if you listening. Because, you know, she be like, you know, shining bright like a diamond. Yes. Woo. Shining bright like a diamond. Yes, she does it. She does it, man. She does it. And I don't know why Luther just dropped in me. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Where did that come from? I don't know, but anyway, maybe I'll listen to that today. Because I couldn't even listen to music, y'all, because my hearing was messed up. Man, this is just a touch of J. I'm talking about, look, this is a lot of pieces, okay? But I gave y'all some of them. So the last thing that I tell y'all is, all right, so last thing that I tell y'all, I don't even remember. But I do know this. I give you a recap, okay? And the recap basically is, like I said, man. Oh, there it is. God just dropped it in my spirit. Spread love, because it's the Brooklyn way. This is just a touch of it, baby. Look, okay? I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. You got to spread love, please. You know, because the love, maybe that's why Luther dropped in my spirit. Because Luther, man, Luther is doing his thing. You know, Luther Vandross, y'all know about Luther, man. You put that thing on, you put that thing on for somebody. You put little Luther on for somebody, the whole subject changed. Look, I'm gonna have to put some Luther on for me. You know, I used to take baths and put Luther on. I can't take, you know, the bath yet and all that. But, you know, I'm getting there. You know, and y'all will get there.
If y'all spread love and y'all love yourself and y'all let God love you and let God lead you. All right. And a quick recap is just about. It's just about this. It's real simple. I put my pieces out there for y'all. A little something, because it's a lot to it, man. But I tried to, and I got disconnected because, you know, that's how the enemy do. You know, when you shine bright like a diamond, always trying to rub something, you know. But God worked it out, you know. And y'all got some pieces. And then I wrapped it all up for y'all, and I told y'all what y'all need to do. And what I did. Man, your life out of control in any way. You struggling in any way. You feel less than you used to feel in any way. You got anything going on and your life is just different. And you feel like it was all good about a week ago. Like, seriously, you know, everything was all good. And you don't know about the pieces that you have. They scattered around. You don't know what's going on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean to your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He shall direct your path. Seriously. Because, like what Romans 8:28 says, God has a plan for your life, right? All right? And all things work together, fitting into His plan. For those who are called, for those who love God according to His purpose. So if you love God, right, He got a plan for your life. He already got a plan. He says He foreknew us. He put us here. He already got a plan. All right. So you don't got to worry about them pieces. He gonna put it all out there in pieces for you, baby. This is just such a day. I promise you, I will be back when I got something else to say. Oh my gosh, I love my life. I used to tell you all that before, man. But now, no. I love my life. Do you hear me? I love my life. If you feel like yours is messed up right now, all you gotta do is just don't worry, right? Be happy. Do what it is that you do, baby. And just focus on God. Because He got a plan for your life. He's gonna lead you. No matter what you're going through, all right? I'm up out of here. I love my babies. I love y'all. I love y'all so much. Like I said, I'll be back when I got something else to say. Make sure y'all checking out some of my songs that I did, you know, because I did a lot of songs, a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. Make sure y'all go up into all of my stuff, like on Instagram and Facebook, and follow, because this is really about to be dope. Like, I'm going to be showing y'all how skinny I am and everything. Like, y'all can see, like, my collarbone and everything now. Like, oh, and I got to tell you this. God just dropped this on my heart. I said, I got to tell you this. The big old, like booty, because I had, you know, did some working out. My butt was looking nice. Child, my butt flat like a pancake, like an old grandma butt. Everything. Child, I can't even put on lotion. But I want to show y'all how God transformed me. Y'all going to be a believer by the end of this. Promise you. This is just a touch of Jake. I can't wait to put it out there in pieces for you. So I love y'all. Again, I'm out of here. This is done. It's over with. This is the first one. I hope y'all like it. Okay. And like I said, I'll be back when I got something else to say.
My baby like pieces it when I do it like that. All he needs is just a touch of check.
Pieces for you. Pieces for
y'all
you.
Y'all know I'm thrilling wise, right? Right.
All you need is just a touch of
just
check.
Just a touch lady, of check.
Y'all hear that?
I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit.
Peace. pieces to you.
This is just a touch of JP.
Shout out to the love of my life. You know you're fine, right? Hey, y'all. This is just a touch of J, baby. What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby. Living your best life. Huh? Doing what it is that you do? Well, listen. Mama got to drop a dime on y'all. But I want y'all to listen to the song of the week, right? Yeah, it's a remake. You know, with just a touch of J to it. All right, let me know what y'all think. Call in. All right? Yeah, full songs are going to be coming up soon. And make sure y'all go over to Making Love and V's Kitchen, baby. And check out the Just a Touch of J app, too. Mm-hmm. Mama just dropped the sweet potato brownie recipe for y'all on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all want that. Trust me. I know you do. All right, listen to the songs. They up next.
Y'all hear that?
Y'all go over to make a love and peace kitchen.
Going over to make a love and peace kitchen, baby.
Mama got some brownies.
She prepared brownies for you, baby.
Thanks for listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast, baby. I love you guys. I'm just trying to put it out. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I'm just trying to put it out there. I tell y'all, this is just a touch of J.
Trying to put it out there in pieces for you.
What's up, y'all? Did y'all like that? Yeah, man. I just want to talk to y'all for a little bit. Y'all gotta make sure y'all go over to Making Love and Beats Kitchen, baby. I'm definitely putting it out there in pieces for you.
Y'all hear that?
Oh my gosh, man. Oh man, this beat goes so hard, baby.
Yeah, I baby.
Y'all know that y'all can really just rock with this. Y'all know I put this up in
pieces for you. Significant others.
Yeah,
y'all can just
y'all can just take and chill to this one right here.
Yeah, man.
This beat goes so hard, baby.
Y'all hear that?
It's called the box.
What do y'all know about the box?
Forget to make sure that y'all go over to Making Love in this kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all scroll around and grab a taste.
Y'all hear that?